Hi, Mikey. How you doing?
Good morning.
You do such a good Tim Cook. You really do. You do
Thank you. I'll
such
work
a
on it.
good Tim Cook. Such a good Tim Cook. You really do.
Yeah, it's years of work, you know?
I mean, yeah. Like, is that how you start your classes?
No. No, it's not. But,
Sure, yeah.
I do stand in front of the mirror and say it repeatedly. I should. That's an idea.
Right,
Wonder if
right,
anyone will
right.
get it.
How's your summer been?
Well, summer for us ended about a month ago, so it's been not summer. It's been very rainy over here for the past month.
Rainy
Yeah.
season,
So
sure.
and also, yeah, rainy season and work season. It's not. I want to stop working, Sawyer. I would. Can we make this podcast like a big thing? Can we make money out of this thing?
Here's the
I
problem
would
is
like to
that,
stop working. I love what I do. I love the work that I do.
yeah, but I think that's kind of the
Yeah.
problem of it is like you could turn this into a job, but then it would be a job and you'd have to work at it.
Nah, that's right.
Yeah,
That's right.
that's how they get you.
That's how
You
they get
know,
you.
right? Like there was a brief moment where I was like, could I just be a wrestling writer? I could probably make money off of this, you know? If I had really hustled,
Sure.
I could have been maybe in like David Shoemaker's position.
Right, you'd be in the podcast rotation with the Ringer Wrestling Crew.
Yeah,
So, yeah.
I don't think I'm exaggerating by saying that could have been me if I'd really
Yeah.
dedicated myself to making that happen. It's possible. I'm not
Yeah,
saying it's a
no.
guarantee, but like
Totally,
it's
yeah.
I think I was in the conversation at a point.
No, totally. I'm confirming what you're saying. Like, yes. Absolutely.
But then I think would I want my job to be that many hours of podcasting every week? Like I like to do an hour with you every 2 months. I don't think you can do that as a job.
Right.
You know,
Right now it
like,
sounds like the dream, but I know what you're saying.
yeah, it's so I like, so, but you're back to work. Yeah.
And I'm happy. I'm teaching classes I want to teach. My
Yeah.
students are great.
Yeah.
School's good.
Yeah. It's the
But I just.
concept of labor for you that's let's be done with this. Sure.
Yeah, just can I just not have to?
You know,
Can I
okay,
just not have to? That's the thing.
so like mini topic, you last week said, can we talk about CM Punk on the podcast?
All right. I forgot. But yes, I
Yeah,
did say this.
but you were just like, because like I want to talk about the iPhone and stuff, but like that feels like a meatier, like a half an hour topic, and we could talk about CM Punk for like 5 minutes, I think.
Sure.
So like he got into a backstage fight and got fired. And
Yes.
I've always thought about CM Punk that like he doesn't want to work. Like he'll go to work, but with the sole intent of coming home as soon as he can, and not and oh, like that. I think that's his whole thing. It's like I don't want to do the work. And I think to some degree, all you have to do to not work is to act more like CM Punk.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But CM Punk is a person who doesn't have to work. Like,
Yeah,
he
see, this is
doesn't
the
have to work
problem.
to survive. See? So he goes to work because of ego or something. Not things I'm not dismissing. Like, these are
Sure.
valid things,
Yeah.
He wants
Yeah.
to work to whatever.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to. I need to see.
Yeah. Yeah. I also need to
Yeah.
work. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
this is the problem. We can't actually act like CM Punk.
No, we can't. That's the I think one of the things I guess one of the things I wanted to talk about the whole CM Punk thing was that a
Yeah.
lot of people who are mad at him
Yeah.
don't really want to admit that you know, they don't want to work. You know, so
yeah, I mean,
no one wants to work.
Like,
that's not a thing that people want to do. They want to do the things, and they want to make the money.
Yes.
But to have to do it to make the money is not.
I'd rather not.
Thing that people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Do I have to? Okay. Fine.
So. But,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. So not these. A lot of these people don't really admit this to themselves. So then they look at punk.
Yeah.
And in their denial of their own lives. Again, I'm not even dismissing that. Like, I get it.
Sure.
I get it. Of course, I would be mad at punk. You know, but. You know, I guess I just kind of recognize that. Nah, kind of get him. Like, he's just, he doesn't want to deal with this. He doesn't want to deal with it.
In a vacuum, each individual thing that punk made news for in the last year, like, by itself, like, if you ignore the fact that it's clearly a larger pattern and he maybe needs to learn how to be at work better, but like each individual thing, I go, I get it.
I get it. Yeah.
I get why.
I mean, it's true.
You know?
Yeah. Like, this is not to say that we think he's right.
No.
You know, I mean, or that, yeah, you're in.
No. I can disagree with a person and understand where they're coming from.
Right.
You know,
and
it's as simple as that.
I messaged you about wanting CM Punk to be the topic before he was fired, but after the first reports on the Jungle Boy thing came out.
Yes.
So it was just right when the first report came out, I was like, oh no, and I had this larger idea of reckoning with my fandom. Is it perhaps my fault that CM Punk is the way he is, and that this keeps happening? But then after a few days, it's like, nice. I think, yeah, it's exactly right. You were
like,
saying,
probably not
I
your
get
fault.
It. And it's not my fault.
No.
I get him, but it's good that he was fired finally. You know? But yeah, I mean, there are also.
Of course it was good he was fired finally. That's.
Of course it was good.
Of course it was good.
Yeah.
You have to. Yeah. You have to fire that person.
Somebody has to be a grown-up.
You have to keep reminding yourself, this is Warner Brothers Discovery.
Right.
Okay. Right? This is...
Yeah.
Right? Somewhere on the org chart connects All Elite Wrestling with Warner Brothers Discovery. Mm-hmm. Right? They're somewhere in there. And if you work for Warner Brothers Discovery, you can't act like this at work.
Right. I was going to say, let's go further and say, someone has to remember that these are grown-ups.
Yes. Yes, actual
all
adults.
All doing these adults.
They're with
adults
with like an HR department.
With an HR department.
Yeah.
So maybe stop doing that. And if maybe don't let other people do it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if we want to be a wrestling podcast, we can talk about, like, you know, how AEW is problematic, et cetera, et cetera. But,
sure.
You know, that's sure. But I really, all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Was this. Like, this is this exact thing that we're talking about. It's like,
Yeah, I understand. I wouldn't do it myself, but I understand.
Hmm.
I understand not wanting to work with Jack Perry.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. Totally. Yeah, I mean, I would never choose to work with a Jack Perry if I could choose to.
Yeah,
you know,
see?
The guy just called me out on TV, and, you know.
Who does that?
I was trying to help him.
Not a professional. Not a professional. Okay, last thing I'll say about the punk thing, and we'll move on. I have more people in my life who don't like wrestling than like wrestling. And to try to explain the story to them makes me sound completely insane. Because this is what the wrestling show is. Like that's the whole thing. Like that's a storyline in wrestling. What happened?
Right.
Right. Employee disgruntled and unhappy keeps causing fights at work.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wrestling story.
And the boss was there, and yeah. He almost hurt the boss.
Yeah, that's
like, that's.
You can't say that's what happened in real life in wrestling, and why that's not okay to do.
But it's wrestling.
Yeah, that's what they do there. Response. That's what they do there. Isn't that what they do?
My primary frustration that week was all the wrestling fans being so upset, acting as if wrestling wasn't wrestling.
Right.
You know, and so it's also like, so this is like the spectral, the other side of the spectrum of what you're talking about. So it's the wrestling people who are suddenly acting as if like, Punk should have been fired.
Yeah.
That no one recognizes, no one chose to recognize. Let's be a little fairer. No one chose to, in their anger for Punk, no one chose to recognize that it's wrestling. You know, they were very, very, very morally, like, you know, very righteously upset about it. Which yeah. I thought was hilarious. Which is not to say, again, that he was right. Because of course he should have been fired.
100%.
Yeah, it's the
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is it. That's all I wanted to say.
Good.
So
yeah,
thank you for this.
No problem. I'm happy to give oxygen to this concept.
Hmm.
It's like CM Punk is a very, you chose poorly. He's on brand.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Great product, right?
Great product.
Great product.
Sometimes it comes out at the wrong time in the cycle.
Right. Sometimes. It's just not the time for it. Then it comes back and it's the best thing.
So you were saying about the iPhone that, like, you're happy for me this year, but you don't care this year.
I am so, well, okay, that in itself is a nugget of a topic, but okay. I want to say, let me go into that for a minute. I am okay. So happy for you, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Like, let's forget my disinterest as a fan, but like, yeah. You are new phone, new watch guy. Look at you.
I'm new phone, new watch guy, new Apple things, new Apple headphones with headphone jack.
Wow.
Yeah, these nice. Showed up first.
No. So the phone and the watch aren't there yet, are they?
They're not there yet. No, I don't have them. No. Mm-hmm. I still have my old Series 5 watch with the Snoopy face, which is very, very
nice.
Cute.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
I should have it on. Why don't
still
I have it on?
Very nice.
Yeah, it's still very nice. Mm-hmm. So I checked its battery health because you can check the Apple Watch battery health on the watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's 63%.
Hmm. Which well, is does very... it still last all day or
no?
Oh.
No, it does not. No, that's... it's a charging twice a day device now.
Oh my!
Yeah,
that makes it useless.
No,
that can be a.
I think you underestimate how little I leave the house.
Ah, okay.
So
fair point.
So
it could now be your sleeping watch. Like
it could be.
Keep it.
It could be. I'm going to give it to my dad when I get the new one.
Ah.
And I told him, I said, look, this thing is 4 years old. It doesn't hold a battery charge very well, but feel free to mess around with it. And if you want to, if you like it, but you need more battery life, go to the Apple store and give them $100 and they will put a fresh battery in there. Mm. Right?
That's right.
This is, I think a lot of people... with phones that are feeling sluggish and old, the answer is not to buy a new phone. The answer is to go to the Apple store, give them $100 for a battery. Because I think people don't realize, like, the battery affects the speed of the device.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and it doesn't make sense when you say that out loud. Like, why would the battery affect the speed? But, like, the battery is everything in an Apple device.
Yeah.
Right?
No, and the unspoken, like, the psychological toll of having a short battery life is just, like, you don't even know how stressful it is until you no longer have the problem.
It's true. So, but my, you know, Exit Interview Apple Watch Series 5 was a very, very good device that after 4 years, I'm like, yep, re-up. Time to get a new one.
So that's perfect, because this is not what we plan to talk about, but Exit Interview Apple Watch Series 5, call back to Season 1. But so now after now that you've upgraded and the new one's coming, do you regret not using the always-on display for 4 years?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
Not at all.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because then it would have been 63% 2 years ago.
Yes, it would have died a lot faster. And honestly, maybe 2 years ago, I would have gone into Apple and been like, give me a new battery. Maybe that would have happened. Mm. What was I going to say? No, the always-on thing doesn't matter because I don't know what time it is, even when I'm looking directly at the watch. Psychologically, I don't know what that's about. Like, I will have the digital watch face, and it will tell me it's, you know, 8:34, and I will look at the numbers 8:34, and 5 seconds later, I will have no idea what time it is.
Interesting.
Like, for me, the Apple Watch is a very good fitness device and notification device and everything. It can't tell time for shit. And that's a my brain thing. That's a my brain thing. Because if you look at the time, right. Like, let's do a test here. Look at your watch.
Hmm.
What time is it on your watch?
It's 8:35.
8:35. Okay. So I'm going to talk about something entirely separate for now. And, you know, like, I got a new microphone, got a new headphone jack. I'm really excited. What time is it?
It's 8:35. So
yeah, see, this isn't a problem for you.
Yeah, right. Interesting. I've known you for years. This is a first time I'm hearing about this.
Like, I'm not good at object permanence when it comes to the clocks.
The clock. It's so specific to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe the always on display would have helped with that.
Yeah, maybe, because you could then just pretend to not look but see it and like, remember.
I remember when the Series 5 came out, the general agreement amongst like people on Twitter and stuff was like, you can have it on all the time, but like don't, because it kills the battery.
Mm.
But did they kind of fix that later?
Well, I would say a Series 7 owner, it's my second year.
Yeah.
I think they did. I didn't really experience any problems with it. Battery would last all day.
You don't notice that the battery lasts much, much longer if you turn the screen off.
I've never tried. It lasted about as long as my Series 4 did, and that did not have the always-on display. Like, I mean, daily battery life. So I upgraded from the 4 to the 7.
Yeah.
And it's about the same, but the screen's always on. So...
I
did not notice.
Just to compare that with, so they came out with the iPhone 14 Pro last year had an always on display, and a lot of reports over the last month about like battery health for the iPhone 14 Pro is like that battery is a lot worse off than iPhones normally are a year in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know I'm getting an iPhone 15 Pro Max. But I might not keep that always on display on all the time. You know, I might still treat it like my Series 5 Apple Watch.
So I was just fiddling about my phone because I just started to think about my phone more often because it's iPhone season.
It's iPhone season.
I saw all the reports about a month ago or they came out that the battery life or the battery health was for a lot of people was at 90%.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was at like 95, 94. So I thought, eh, normal.
And what is yours? What's your phone?
iPhone 14 Pro. I got the last year phone.
You got last year was your Apple Christmas. Yeah.
That was my Christmas, yeah. And and I am sad to report that my battery life is now 91%.
What happened?
So I lost my battery. I don't know. Could be the beta. It could be not. It could be a problem with the iPhone 14 Pro.
It could be the beta.
Any of those things. It could be.
Betas eat batteries.
Yeah. You know? I wouldn't be surprised. And I'm very happy with the beta. But I find myself now, like, like my the psychological toll, which is why I'm thinking about it more often for you, is because now I just realized I'm a little bit more stressed again. As if I had the 10S Max that I did last year, like I have to charge in the middle of the day, sort of thing. And the when the 14 Pro was new, when it was reviewed and everything, best battery life for a Pro device. The 14 Plus was better.
Yeah.
But the Pros were supposed to be pretty good. And my first month was so much better than my 10S Max. And then I just stopped paying attention because you're out of iPhone season and life goes back. You come back to real life.
Sure.
And now it's iPhone season again. And it's like, wait a minute. Like, my phone is not lasting me, you know, beyond a work day.
So I have to ask, do you keep keep the screen on all the time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? Will you be stopping that? Oh, no, the feature's gotten to you. Okay.
Yes, it's gotten to me. I like it. Mm. I do like it. Like I forget what it's called, the live update thing. Let's say you have a delivery coming and it just updates you or an Uber or something. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't love it, but I really like it. So, I'm just going to live with a bad battery life until I have a new iPhone. I have, like, before you called, I was looking at, like, how to extend your battery life, which I only started doing for the XS Max last year. And now I'm doing it 1 year in, which, whatever. It's not even if it's, it's not like I'm going to buy a new phone. It's just not my year. So,
I was going to say, though, is it the battery health number that's doing it to you, or are you noticing it actually lasting less long?
It could be that it was not lasting long at all, but I'm only paying attention now after I saw the battery health.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's iPhone season that made me think about it, you know?
Right.
But because I would just, like, mindlessly charge if I would notice it was 60% and it was, like, lunchtime.
Yeah.
You know, I would just charge and then stop charging because USB-C is fast enough that I don't have to think about it. I mean, fast charging is fast enough that I don't have to think about it. Yeah. So, but just thinking about it now, I was like, wait a minute, it doesn't last all day. You know, so I turn on Waze, Spotify, or Overcast to work. I get to work and it's 89%.
Yeah.
30 minute drive. That's a lot. That's a lot. I think it's a lot. I don't think it should be that way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. And I'm not upset about it. I think what I want to go into, if we're going to talk about iPhone season, aside from your phones, is me being the guy out of season, is I realize that the worst iPhone season is the one after your iPhone season. Like, it's the most emotionally taxing season for people like me.
Tell me
why.
Who
are not people like Mike Hurley. You know, Mike Hurley can upgrade his phone every year for no reason. Like, just because.
Needs it for work.
But he needs it for work.
Needs it for work.
You know? Okay. So, yes, he does. And normal people don't, right?
No, of course not.
Apple, you expect Apple to be Apple and to market the new phone all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's everybody else, though, that we pay attention to. And you see, like, you know, say the Grubers or the ATP folks all of them are explaining why this latest phone is, like, the best phone.
Sure.
And not enough people are. And everybody says, if you just came from last year, don't upgrade, right? But the fine print of their reviews and everything all talk about how much better the new phone is, all but for acting as if they're Apple. Apple has now removed the 14 Pro and the 14 from the lineup completely. Like, it's gone.
Yeah, right? Isn't that interesting? I didn't realize that until recently, that, like, they keep the year-old phones around, and sometimes they even keep, like, 2 or 3 year-old phones around, but it's never the Pro models.
Never the Pro.
Yeah.
Never the Pro.
So they only keep the lower-end ones around, right? Like,
yeah, so 14 still there, 13 still there.
Yeah. But not the Mini. Not the
13.
Like, the 13 Mini is gone, just the regular 13 remains.
Weird. Rest in peace Mini. Like,
yeah, so it's not necessarily the cheapest phone they had that year.
No.
It's just the regular one remains.
The regular one. And it's strange because the previous year, it's the pro people who were the most important people in the Apple world.
Mm-hmm.
And now we don't exist anymore, is what it feels like. Because, you know, we identify with our phones, obviously.
Sure.
And since we do, I no longer exist, Sawyer. See? But you do.
I do for a few months anyway.
Right, right. Or you will. You don't
yes.
yet.
Yes, I don't yet.
You don't yes. yet. You don't yet. But you will, and it'll last maybe 9, 10 months.
Yeah.
And you're getting the Pro Max.
Yeah, so, I've never had like a top tier iPhone before. This is my first ever top tier iPhone.
That's like, the big boy. That's
I've never had a phone with ProMotion. I've never had a phone with 120 hertz. I've never had a phone with three cameras. In fact, like my phone, the iPhone XR, still just has the one camera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does have a color.
That's a nice phone,
though.
Right,
color. This is a real. That's a real color. Yeah, that's yeah. It's a real color. Nice. I've kept it in very good condition. So I'm giving it back to Apple for money on Friday.
Nice.
Yeah. So money the iPhone XR was still worth enough money for me to go. Yeah. I'll do the trade in. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm looking forward to having like the best phone for the first time I've never had. I wanted to ask you what it's like to have the best phone for a while.
Are we talking like the category the best phone or specifically the 14 Pro?
The 14 Pro, like for the last 12 months, that was the best phone.
Right. So that's two things really. There's two answers to that. The first is like having the best phone, like period, in any year feels good.
Yeah.
Just because you want to feel like you didn't you want to like protect yourself from buyer's remorse. You know, so you want to reinforce, like, put all of these shields around you,
yeah.
By having the best phone and have all the reviews say you had the best phone. So it feels pretty nice. Now the features, the phone itself, though, I really like it. Mm. I came from the big boy of the XS generation, so the XS Max. So yeah. My phone became smaller, which only my hand enjoys, but the rest of me does not. Part of me wishes that I had the 14 Pro Max. Instead.
Sorry, I'm kind of giggling at that.
Yeah, but we have the mini. See, so I thought it didn't make sense for me to get the Pro Max. I now, if I could go back, I would have gotten the Pro Max instead. I think just because like things like ProMotion, which I was super excited about, I don't think I really get to enjoy because of the screens. Because if I do big screen things, I would not use my phone.
Right.
I would use my iPad, I'd use my Mac, I'd use the TV, you know? Yeah. But because it's small, it's smaller than my XS Max, I would just use my iPad. And the iPad is, you would know, very much not an OLED ProMotion display.
No.
It's just a regular old, like, LCD, you know?
Yeah.
Which is fine. Fine.
It's fine. Yeah.
So I feel like ProMotion's a little wasted on the screen size. So you made the right Mikey choice of getting the Pro Max. Because I would forget that it had ProMotion unless I'd play Pokemon Go once a month, and then Pokemon Go would have really smooth like animations. It'd be like, oh right, ProMotion.
Right.
You know, and then even the scrolling on Safari or Twitter or whatever, like you, because that's how it is marketed the first time. The scrolling is super smooth.
Yeah.
But I can, as a person who scrolls on multiple devices, it's not like. I scroll to my phone, and then when I switch to my iPad, I start throwing up about how bad it is.
I wanted to ask you about that, though. Like, so you're saying it doesn't ruin other devices?
Well, my phone doesn't ruin other devices. Yours might.
Oh, no.
Yours might, because I play with the... Every time I look at the larger, like a 14 Pro Max, like a student, I'm looking over a shoulder, and a student's looking at their stuff on the Pro Max. Like, I can see it. It's super clear and super cool, and I kind of wish my thing had it, except I got this, and it fits my hand better, and pockets better, and it's cheaper, so whatever.
Yeah.
But the Pro Max, I can tell, clearly, like, from afar. Like, oh, that's nice. You know, that you can... Like, that's a nice display.
Sure.
You know? Whereas mine is a nice display, but you kind of have to, like, pay more attention to how nice the Port 14 Pro is. So you're gonna feel the upgrade. And I feel like what I want to ask you in a month is how you feel about your iPad mini.
You know, this has been on my mind, which is the... Do you remember that Radio Shack meme where it was like it was like a flyer from Radio Shack from the late 80s, and it had like 50 things that you could buy from Radio Shack, and the meme was that
now it's a phone.
Your iPhone does all of these things, and you know, for the longest time, I've lived kind of a multi-device lifestyle. I have a dedicated camera. I have a dedicated e-reader. I have dedicated video game consoles. I've never been the type of person to just do everything on my phone. But I am wondering if this is the phone where that happens to me. Right? Well, where it becomes like... The ProMotion and the 120 hertz and the OLED, if that makes it the best reading device, and if the camera on it makes it the best camera, and if the gaming processing on it all of a sudden makes it the best console, if all of those things jump up to a level where now it's actually like the best device in every class that I care about, you know, I don't know why I'm trepidatious about that in some ways. Isn't that good? But I've never been that person to just put it all into one thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I think it's great that you're saying this. I think this is why we have this podcast, because I understand, and I think it might have, like, I feel like tech media people whose work it is to do this stuff, I think they won't understand.
Right.
Like, they have thoughts about it, but I don't think they'll be anxious the way you and I would be, you know, because, like, I make major financial decisions because of that anxiety. I chose the Pro and not the Pro Max because I still love my Mini. Like, I have some attachment to this size.
You know, I gotta say, no, the Mini is my favorite Apple device. Like, it's gonna take a lot for the iPhone to beat the iPad Mini in terms of, like, belovedness, like, just how good it feels.
Especially, and it's weird too, because the iPhone, sorry, this is a bit of a commercial.
Oh, no.
From that, but not the iPhone is also, like, the iPhone is, like, the most important product in the Apple lineup, but it's also like the least exciting, you know, it's the least, you know, it's the tool that you need, that you just need an iPhone, and it's in your pocket, but like the space for fondness is more occupied, I think, by the Apple Watch, by the iPad, certainly. Yeah. And after the Apple Silicon thing, now the Mac all of a sudden, which I'm happy about.
Right.
But the iPhone, it just seems like the best thing that you need, that you don't have to think about. And but this 15 thing, this 15 Pro specifically, with a like the triple A, did you see you saw the thing with the ray tracing and the reports from the folks plugging it to a TV and using a DualSense controller.
Yeah.
Just like that's not a concept any of us had about the phone.
No.
You know? So, and like speaking from like my experience of not having the Pro Max and finding myself kind of wishing I had the Pro Max, but also glad because of the iPad Mini that I don't have a Pro Max, I am a little anxious for you, my friend.
Oh no.
Like, uh-oh.
Yeah, well.
Sorry. But
no, I get it. Know. I mean, I felt this way about the iPhone XR, which was this lasted me longer than any other phone I've ever owned, right? It succeeded in a lot of ways, but I don't know that I was ever incredibly fond of it, you know? Like, when I look at this device, I'm not filled with the same nostalgic exuberance that I even think of, like, for an iPod, you know? Right? Like, there is something emotionally more distant with an iPhone. So
Right. Yeah.
I wonder what's going to happen with this one. This is, this is the like I'm getting the phone in like 2 days. So this feeling will not last
Woo.
very long. But I think it's an
Yeah.
interesting feeling to sit in for a minute, which is like, is everything I do about to just be on this thing? Because it's will now be the best computer I own in every
Yeah.
in every category.
Which sounds like it's supposed to be a good thing.
It sounds like it should
But
be a good thing. It does. It
yeah.
does. And for a lot of people, like I'm old news. For a lot of people, their iPhone is their main computer and they do everything on it.
Right.
Right? Right? That
Yeah.
already happened to a ton of people. But it's just never happened to me. So,
I don't know that it's happened to as many people as they say it's happened to, though. Like, it could just be that they love the iPhone. I mean, it's a subjective thing for them, that they just love it. Also because the iPhone is just so freaking expensive, you know? So
Oh my
you
God,
there are,
was it ever?
right? Like when, yeah, right? Like it's like I was thinking about it. I spent because I got my Mac on an education discount. I spent more on my phone than on my Mac, on my Macintosh, which I love, which I need for work and life. Like my phone, which is, a phone, sits in your pocket. It's cost more. It's ridiculous. But I also think it's that, like, because it's so expensive, like people like make themselves love it, which is not a thing. I'm not dismissing it as like a false or invalid thing. It's absolutely a real thing. I do it. Just not as much for the phone as I do for the iPad or for the watch or something.
Well,
Like,
last year I did the math and I was like, it would cost me less to buy a full camera and an iPad mini. And it did. Like, my iPad mini and my Canon M50 cost less than your iPhone 14 Pro last year. And I got a ton of joy out of those two products. But there's a part of me that goes like, am I about to stop using these products?
Well, see, it's a little trickier for you too because you have the camera, right? So that's a major part of your life.
Sure.
I remember telling you when I finally got the 14 Pro, I said, "Hey, so I bought a camera." This is what I said. And then, "Oh, really? Tell me about it." I said, "This is the iPhone. It's called the iPhone 14 Pro," is what I said. And that's already like what it is in my life. So you like have all of these changes lined up, it seems. And I think this demands that we follow up on this at a later episode.
I
So
think no,
it's
we
like
need
we're
to
it.
do like a sequel in a, in 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months. Because we're laying out exactly what we're coming back to. Because we're not just, I mean, you know what? It's gonna be great. It's gonna be like an amazing, amazing phone.
I'm sure it
And
will.
more.
I'm sure it will. I'm
Yeah.
sure it will.
Yeah.
I have two very you chose poorly things to end this off about the iPhone 15. So the first one is the headphone jack, of which the iPhone 15 does not have, obviously, because even though the phone is the size of a boat, it doesn't have a headphone jack, but neither does the iPad mini. It's fine, whatever. But they do have a headphone jack because it's a USB-C phone now, and you can buy, and Apple will now sell you a pair of these, like the regular Apple headphones, with a USB-C end on them. So you can just plug regular wired headphones that have a USB-C port into your iPhone, and those will now also work with your iPad and your MacBook. So they now finally have a basic set of wired headphones that work with all three of their devices.
All of them, yeah.
Right?
Right.
It took a while because they
It
sold
took very long.
because they used to sell these with a lightning port at the end for the iPhone, but that wouldn't work with the iPad or the MacBook,
Anything else?
right?
No.
But that's, if you're an Apple person, that's been an annoyance for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Like, I guess
Well,
you just, the answer
if
is you buy
you're
AirPods, but
right.
yeah.
I mean, and if you are an Apple person, you would have bought AirPods like in 2000, then.
And, you know, and so, I did, and you know, I own AirPods. I love AirPods, but mm-hmm. I find with my, because I'm in both worlds, because I have a Windows PC, AirPods work with the Windows PC, but it works about as well as any other Bluetooth device, which is, mm-hmm. you know, which is like sometimes, like when it feels like it, it works.
Right.
You know? So hence that's why I bought these, because I needed a new pair of headphones for the computer. These are my computer headphones. You know?
Very nice.
I guess. I just thought it was kind of funny that I bought these with a headphone jack at the exact same time as I bought the iPhone 15 Pro Max.
Right.
So, but the headphone jack...
I forgot about which group of people to whom this would matter. So I forget that you're one of them. Like, all right. Okay, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. But the headphone jack thing made me think about the iPod Shuffle, which they brought up in the keynote when they were talking about environmental stuff. They were like, what about the iPod Shuffle? And I was like, yeah, what about the iPod Shuffle? Wait a minute. The iPod Shuffle I owned charged... like, got power from and did a data transfer from the headphone jack. Right? The iPod Shuffle third and fourth generation plugged into your computer with the headphone jack.
Right.
Which means that Apple knew how to do this with the headphone jack in 2009. And I can't help but think, when they like move from the 30-pin connector to Lightning, couldn't they have just used the headphone jack?
Because they got rid of the headphone jack.
But they could have gotten rid of the 30-pin connector and just kept the headphone jack for power and data transfer.
How long did it take for you to sync your iPod Shuffle?
I don't remember.
But you know what? You're right. I guess, yes, power and data transfer totally could have worked with a headphone jack.
I hate to tell you this, but transferring anything over Lightning was dog slow, too.
That's true. That's true.
Right. One of the reasons I got the Pro Max, one of the reasons I got the Pro Max over the regular iPhone was because of the USB 3 speeds for transfer, right? Because that's a huge difference.
Which I think you'll have to buy a cable.
Yes, I'll have to buy it. Yeah, fine. Yeah. But the my point is, it's faster. I need like a real Apple person to tell me why.
Okay.
They didn't just use the headphone jack, because clearly they had the ability to.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Maybe they found some wattage ceiling that they couldn't do with the headphone jack, but like, but you had it. You had a working product that used one port for music, power, and data, and it was a port everybody had stuff for. And I feel insane thinking, like, you guys spent 15 years or so. I don't know how long it's been since 2009. But you guys spent that long figuring out how to do, like, headphones with USB-C when you could have just used the headphone jack this whole time for everything.
Well, yeah. And these are the same people who... when they had the first iPhone, had a headphone jack.
Of course.
But could only work with their headphones and no one else's unless you bought an adapter.
That's right. The first iPhone was bad for that. Yeah.
So maybe they just had it out for the headphone jack. Like, they just didn't like it.
I think that has to be it. That has to be the main reason why they didn't do it. Because they clearly had the ability to. And I've never seen any other device power from the headphone jack, but the iPod Shuffle definitely did.
Right. It was the only one.
It was the only one.
I mean, until you mentioned it. It's true.
Yeah, it was the only one. But it definitely did work.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree, maybe it was slow, but Lightning was slow, too. And, like, after a few years, you stopped plugging your iPhone into your computer anyway, right? Mm-hmm. Only perverts like me ever plug their iPhone into their computer. So it stopped mattering anyway. They could have just kept the headphone. Mm-hmm. That would have been courage to be like, we know it's a little slower of a data transfer, but you still just need the headphone jack. That would have been courage.
So in the announcement where Phil says the whole courage thing, show notes, but the courage thing, if the announcement should have been, we are removing the iPod port completely.
Completely. We just need the headphone jack.
We're just keeping the headphone jack.
Yes, they could have done that.
That's it.
They could have done that.
That's the one. That's the one.
So that, you know what? That. Yeah.
You know what? Screw Apple. I'm done.
Not buying their stuff anymore.
No more. Done. Forget it.
And then the other one, which is the most you chose poorly thing ever, is I'm looking at the iPhones and I'm like, well, I need to buy a case for this thing.
Right.
I need to buy a case. And they have a brand new kind of case. I'm like, I'm in the mood for new stuff. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Let's get their new fine woven leather replacement case. And yesterday, I got a notification that the case is ready for pickup. I can go pick the case up early because this always happens, right?
Oh, you did.
Yeah, so I did. Okay. I bought it at the same time that I bought the phone. I bought the phone, I bought the case, and I bought these headphones with a headphone jack. No. Right? And the case was ready early, and I haven't picked it up yet because I'll just pick it up at the same time that I pick up the phone. But just after I got the email that said the case was ready, The Verge published
The Verge
an article reviewing the case.
Right.
Saying how fucking bad it is.
So you sent me the link to the Verge article, and I didn't open it, but I just said, oh, that's so sad. I did not know that you ordered one.
Yeah.
And then I kept it in my reading list. Or I opened it, but I hadn't read it yet. And then like while I was washing dishes or something, I opened up YouTube on my phone, and the first thing that came out was some random content creator talking about how bad it was, and then linking to like a bunch of others. So it's not just like Nilay Patel being persnickety. It's like a lot of people.
Yeah,
who are?
Yeah, Allison Johnson at The Verge says the new fine woven phone cases are very bad. And
I'm so sorry.
I have an email saying your new fine woven phone case is ready for pickup.
Oh, you chose poorly.
You'd think after years of this show, we've grown, we've matured, we've we've learned things. And here I am.
Apple makes this case with this new material that I'm did not previously exist.
I'm trying to be good for the environment here.
Like, no fine woven case has ever been made before. And Apple makes one. And you say, I'm going to buy it.
Sure. Let's give it a shot.
Buy it right now.
Yeah. Sight unseen.
Oh, I love it.
I watched the keynote. I watched the keynote. I'm like, I'm sold by this. And I kind of, here's the thing. A couple months ago, I bought a new couch. And it's an amazing couch. And I don't know if you've ever... If you've ever gone like couch shopping where they they give you like the stack of materials that they're going to make the couch cushions out of, right? They're like, go feel all the fabrics. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, I've heard of this fine woven kind of thing. This is similar to really nice couch material. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I was like, okay, well, that's not bad. That'll probably feel really good. No, apparently terrible. And the worst thing is, apparently it makes the phone easier to drop.
Yeah.
Like, wow, like the grip is worse on the case than the phone itself.
Well, that's because the titanium probably feels nice or something. But so stuff like that, like I'm skeptical of, you know, like, you know, people want to be angry about new things. So this is the perfect thing to like pounce on.
Yeah.
I think the thing that is the most upsetting about what's bad about the Fine Woven stuff is that how easily, like, it does not look good as it ages.
Yeah.
Like, damage doesn't give it character. It just makes it look bad. And I think that's the saddest part.
It is. That sucks.
That sucks. Like, oh no.
Yeah.
Because I'm very, like, I'm one of the things I'm glad about, like, sorry, environment, is that, like, like, selfishly. Sorry, so we didn't get into this too much because I think it's for another time. But because it's more exciting to talk about your new stuff than my not having any new stuff.
Whatever.
But one of my things is that, like, I want to, like, when if you just come from the previous year and you're not going to buy this year, you kind of want the new year to not be good.
Right.
just to feel better about your purchase.
And of course.
This Fine Woven thing, I can't dive in completely because you just bought it and I feel bad for you and that sucks. I'm sorry. But
no, that's just the case though. The phone's going to be great, I'm sure.
Sure, yeah.
Like, the phone is reviewing very well.
Yeah, and that's... Oh, sorry, just for more people like me, I would like to send you this link from Lauren Good of Wired reviewing the iPhone 15, and there's a couple lines there where she says that the 14 Pro is a better phone in some ways, she says. She doesn't really explain why.
Than the regular iPhone 15.
Than the 15 Pro.
Oh, dear.
But, well, I mean, like, it's one of those reviews who are
what
not
color did
from
you get?
The people who are super... I got the black one.
Okay. So you didn't get, like, a fun color.
Not because... I wanted, like, a year in, I now wish I got the fun color. I was thinking, I want the phone that I will not get sick of in 2 years.
Sure.
But it's been a year, and I now wish that it was purple. Just because it's, like, you know, I like the fun... I'm realizing that the fun color thing Apple does is they'll make one fun color and then never make it again.
That's right.
And I think that's a cool thing that they do. And I realized the pattern too late. Like, see, that's really nice.
I never got, like, sick of this blue. This is a good blue.
Yeah, that's a really good blue. Like, I get it. And that's part of my buyer's remorse. I should have gotten the purple one. But as I was saying, the Lauren Goode, she says this thing about the 14 Pro. She, like, clearly there's media who are very excited about phones because they love phones. And then there's media who kind of resent the fact that they have to review a new phone every year.
Yeah.
And she's one of them. And this year, I love people like her. And last year, I love people like everybody else. See?
So true.
So, but she says this. So anyway, my point was that I got the leather case, and I love the leather case. Like, I love it. Even if it's not as good as the leather cases used to be with the 10R, 10S, I think the leather cases back then were better. Like, I just really appreciate how, like, it's all messed up and scratched up. My phone is pristine, but the case is all, like, it's all beaten up, and I really like it.
Yeah.
I like how it is, and it's unfortunate that it seems like that's not going to happen at all with the Fine Woven ones. Makes me wonder about the straps too, the bands. Like, that would suck.
If it would suck.
Ugly after a few months.
That would suck. Yeah. Yeah. Although, I mean, like, Sport Loop supremacy, right? Like, this is the one true. Nice. This is the one true Apple Watch strap. Like, isn't that what you're wearing too? Mm-hmm. Oh no, you've got you have the actual Sport Loop. What do I have? What are these called?
No, this is the, I forget what this is called, the woven, the band, the one that you send that has sizes. Yours is a Sport Blue. That's the Pride one, right? We both have the Pride ones.
Yeah, we both got the Pride one.
That's the other one I was considering.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one, the stretchy one.
No, this is not stretchy. It's just Velcro.
Oh, it's not stretchy?
Yeah, no, it's not stretchy. It's just a nice fabric material.
Yeah. I have a black one of those, and it was stretchy. Maybe they switched it up. But see, like, there up until then, like, I don't think anyone complained about the quality of any Apple Man. But, like, I'm curious now about the Fine Woven Apple Man. Like, if any of our, like, two listeners ends up owning one, please let us know. be great.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's, you know, I think that about covers it for me. You know, I was thinking about buying a PS5, but now I don't need to because I have an iPhone.
You don't need to.
No.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have 4 AAA games.
That's so right. That's
great. Yeah.
That's all the PlayStation gets every year.
Well, that's true. It's, you know, you're not kidding. It's true. Like, I'm playing Ghosts of Tsushima right now, which is a PS4 game.
Yeah.
Which I love. I'm really, really enjoying it. But so,
yeah.
So until Spider-Man 2 is going to be my first real PS5 game. If I even get it when it launches, like I can wait. I'm older now.
Sure.
Like, you know, I can wait. It can go on sale. I'm going to get it one day.
Do you you have a PlayStation 5?
Yeah. I got one in April.
Can I ask you, because I don't have a PlayStation 5, and everyone who I know who either has one or is in the PlayStation world is, like, still on the PlayStation 4 and is, like, they're still coming out with games for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they haven't, they're still doing that thing where, like, all PS5 games are still PS4 games? That's wild. So that's incredible support for the PS4. And, like, it makes me wonder, like, is the PS5 worth it at all?
Okay, so I came from the PS4 before the Pro.
Okay.
I think that was, like, that was aging. Like, I could feel
the
age of that one. Like, the hardware, like, you know, things were going wrong. The controllers were falling apart. The buttons were falling apart.
Oh, okay. It's
still working. But, you know, if I had the PS4 Pro, I don't think I would have upgraded to the 5, at least, like, this year.
Right.
Because, as you said, all the games are coming out. It's 4K HDR. Like, so I had this, my situation was I got the Pro. I had the PS4, and then I upgraded my TV.
Yeah.
And then I thought, okay, now, because the PS4 was not 4K and HDR or whatever, but the Pro would have been.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking if I'm going to upgrade, I might as well get the PS5. So, I don't know. Like, console questions are weird, especially for PlayStations and Xboxes and Nintendo consoles. You know, because, like, our generation kind of just assumes we have to have a console. You know, so it felt like it just so happened that it was the PS5 for me.
Yeah.
This year. Like, you know, it's like the iPhone. It's a boring question. You know, it's like gaming is part of my life.
Right.
It's just gonna be in my life, so I'm gonna have at least one of the devices.
Yeah, until you put your controller up on the wall and you say I'm done, you mm-hmm. you do have to get the things. Yeah, but it for me it was like the, and I probably feel like with Xbox it's even worse than PlayStation because of the idea if you're an Xbox person you're a Game Pass person, and like do you even need the new Xbox if you're a Game Pass person? You know, doesn't everything still work on the last Xbox? You know, I might not know the answer to that perfectly, but like, yeah, like, again, you're right. I'm probably unfairly comparing like the new Xboxes and PlayStations to the like original ones from like 2013. But like both of them got like a halfway point upgrade.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they got like a 0.5, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't know what to do with that. That was weird. That was a weird time.
They got a new 3DS XL.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. That's basically what happened.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was... Yeah. And then the PS5 came out, and then nobody could buy it for, like, 2 years.
Right.
And it just so happened that this year it became available, and then as it became available, everybody said there was going to be a price hike.
Right.
So that's when I decided to get it. And cool. I felt good about it because it did become more expensive. But like as a console, like if I review it, it's a nice console.
Yeah.
With good, I don't know what else to say. I don't know what worth it might mean.
Right.
If you know, so I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
But if I had the PS4 Pro, I would probably be just as happy. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a tough one right now, and I even harder maybe now we'll see, but like, the new iPhone can play the new Resident Evil games, that's crazy.
Yeah, That's wild.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's potentially a really big deal. Like in our worlds.
Like even last year, the idea was, oh, your iPhone can play console games, but they have to be like heavily ported and heavily worked on and minimized and right? It's like that old home console versus Game Boy situation, right? Like the iPhone was still kind of the Game Boy of games have to be like brought down to the level of the iPhone. Then they were just like that Resident Evil game that launched 6 months ago, it runs on the iPhone now. With ray tracing and stuff. Wow. Yeah. That's nuts.
Yeah. No, and it's like you don't like the iPhone's not supposed to be in that category.
No.
Like, you would expect like the Mac to do it or the iPad to do it.
You know, maybe the iPad.
Maybe the iPad, right? Like an M1, like M2, M3 that can do something amazing. And then you think of that, like your brain accepts that as like, okay, that can do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's now but the iPhone, which everybody's going to have.
Yes.
Like everybody's going to have it.
Yes.
So that could be huge. I don't know. I mean, huge, not in a technical game reviewer hyperbole way, but actually like change things.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And like you said, it's not just here. You like plug it into an HDMI thing from USB-C, and it just works on your television with a game controller. That's
wacky.
Oh man,
wacky. Yeah, I mean those things are cheap. I have two of those here. You know, like those 4K 4K 60Hz USB-C HDMI cables. You just get them on Amazon for $10.
Yeah.
You know, and you have a console. That's wild.
Yes.
So I think they're underselling it. I think things are going to change. But you know what? We're going to know when you have it. Because you and I are skeptical of the world. The world is weird. But like, I want to know. I mean, the selection now is what? Resident Evil, Death Stranding. What are the two other
games? Did they
say
that Death Stranding is coming to the iPhone?
Didn't they? Did I miss it?
I know they said it was coming to the Mac.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I guess I'm making a I'm connecting dots here.
Yeah, they mentioned at WWDC when they talked about the when they talked about like the Mac Studio, they were like, "We're gonna have Death Stranding soon," and I'm like, "Well, that makes sense. The Mac Studio is the $3,000 gaming PC."
Right. But if your iPhone can run Resident Evil, like, you know.
Yeah,
that's a PS4 in your pocket. PS4 Pro.
Isn't Resident Evil 4 like? Didn't it come out this winter, like 8 months ago?
Yeah.
That's a PS5 game, right?
Actually, that's a PS5 in your pocket because it has ray tracing, and I don't even think the PS5 has ray tracing on Resident Evil. I don't even think it does.
I don't know that my PC version does. I don't know that my gaming PC has good ray tracing. It has like ray tracing. it has like one ray of tracing. It's, you know.
Yeah, it's still ray tracing if it's one ray.
Yeah.
It's not rays tracing.
That's right.
So now in your list, it's your iPad, your Kindle, your camera, and now your gaming PC that could potentially be like made obsolete by the thing that's coming in 2 days.
Yeah, like, maybe.
Or less liked. Maybe not obsolete.
Yeah, but. I mean, is the PC saving grace the fact the iPhone still doesn't run Photoshop? Like, is that it?
I mean, it kind of does. plug a mouse there and plug it to your TV or a monitor and maybe you could do some Photoshop.
Like, I don't think we could do this on the iPhone, right? I don't think we could record a podcast on the iPhone.
Yeah, I don't think so.
However, I could plug this microphone into the iPhone. Like, a Blue Yeti USB mic will plug into the iPhone.
On the Anchor app. On the Spotify for Podcasts app.
Yeah, you could use it. Yeah. I saw that Camo, the app that you can use your phone as a webcam, it launched a streaming app for iPad like last week. Because of, and there's just a, you know, a family of USB-C accessories that work with that. So like that could be big. You know?
I love that in 2023, our podcast, You Chose Poorly, is about the iPhone and how
And how it might
and
be kind of disruptive.
it's kind of... This iPhone 15 Pro that you speak of could disrupt
Yeah.
all of these other
It
categories and
might.
industries.
We need a new Radio
Wow.
Shack ad.
Like, that's your show.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah. What about the iPod Shuffle, Mikey? What's going to happen to it?
Yeah, even the iPod Shuffle says Mother Nature.
Right. All right, Mikey, thank you. I gotta get going, but thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Where are you
Yeah,
now? Are you
thank you,
still on
thank
the
you.
X?
I guess I am, like, resting
I have to
presence on
say it
the
like a
X.
grandma, the X.
It's the only way to not make it sound douchey.
Are you on
The
blue, are you
X.
on Blue Sky yet?
No. Isn't it Blueski? I'm confused. I hear it's Blueski or Blue Sky, but Blueski, like Brewski, is the joke, isn't it?
It's the first I'm hearing of it.
Well, I'm on neither Blueski nor Blue Sky,
I have a
but I
blue
am on
sky.
Threads.
I have a blue sky or a blue ski up invite code if you'd like one. But
Oh,
yes,
sure.
I will
Well, I
put
mean,
links to our threads in the
yeah, and
show
I have
notes.
to send you some links,
Yes, send
but
me some
for the show
links.
notes. Yes,
You
but
can.
you and I are on Threads, so.
Yeah, you can find me on Threads. You can find me on Blueski. I have a Linktree page. You know, I'm getting slightly better at being on social media again after a long time of trying to not be on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Your iPhone might help you with that.
Oh, I've heard that the iPhone is good at social media. It's so good at it. It doesn't make you regret life at all.
Not, did you know? Did you hear that Tim Cook asks themselves every day if they
Yeah.
should pull ads from Twitter? Did you hear
Every
this?
day.
Every day, he asks himself every day, should I do it?
Not today, Satan. Not today.
Not today.
Have a good one. And I will talk to you in a little while when I have some, when I've replaced every single thing in my life with an iPhone.
All right, I'm so excited for you. Enjoy.
Okay, bye.